Simeon Dallas at base. Hita Yisrael Titzios Bebeg and the Beloy Kavona. So we spoke about before, there's a requirement of Lishma by the Tviya, requirement of Lishma by the even the Niputz, required the Lishma by the Shazira. Putting the tzitzis into the beged, do you need lishma? So you put it in, b'loy kavana. Imein tzitzis acherim mitzuyim l'hashiroi. If there are no other tzitzis available to replace them, so yesis moch al. Haramam Shemachshir, Avolo Yivarchalov. So the Rambam holds that that's kosher. The Rishon HaMargin and the Rambam. It's not going to allow you. Rashi and the Rosh hold that you need lishma, and we're not going to allow you to be.
736.
We're not going to allow you to make a bracha. Did you be samech on the Rambam b'shas etzchak? Sivkat and Vav. The first part of the making of the tzitzit is without kavanah. We did the first process of the knot and the chuya with kavanah. So that's not ma'akev. That's going to be kosher. Once you've done the basic part of the tzitzis be kasher, the rest will be kasher. So you're going to rely on all the Rambam Shemachshir. Filim osa hatzliya v'gam b'kolak shor makuyas shilo b'kavona. It's not only the kshira, it's the tzliya and the kshira and everything, all of the steps have been done shilo b'kavona. The Rambam holds an interesting din. The sirle Alva gav the boy to be elishma. We said before that you need to be elishma. The Rambam does not argue on the needing to be elishma. So we would have said to kavah karmer, if you need to be elishma, kavah karmer, you need the taliyah in the baget and the kshira lishma. Become welcome around a taliyah bli boy lishma. According to Rambam, taliyah does not lead lishma. According to Rambam's kasher, if you think, even if you think beferish lo lishma. It's not just that the person was blank, blo kavana. Even if the person would think behead yishlo lishma, it's still be kosher. Abiyala flaw, Rabbah derives this, v'dichsiv, b'nei yisol apuke of the gululim, chazal darshan, b'nei yisol to exclude a goy, shwamino, the yisol b'li kavana is kosher. Goy doesn't have kavana. And we need a pasuk to exclude him, indicates that Yisrael in that type of situation would be kosher. Now, Ve'en Lomer, so what do you mean we have no other option and use it? You have an option. Take him out, put him back in again, Lishma. Ve'en Lomer, the Yatirim, Me'a Begir, Be'asar, Be'itnim, Be'kabon, L'shem Mitzvah. So what are we saying? We're relying on the Rambam. Just redo it. You always have that option. You don't have time to redo it. So that's the case where we need to rely on the. So.
After Shabbos, you'll do it?
After Shabbos, you should redo it. And if there's no other baguette available to the mitzvahs, you rely on the Rambam. Now. Inami, another possibility of the case where you cannot take it out and redo it. Shenipsak echad mi rosha. Tzitzis got cut off on one side. So we said before, even though it's kasher b'di'evit because it has kriyaniva, it's only then a b'di'evit. If you take it off from the baguette, you may not put it back into a different baguette. See, who then you can't put it back into this baguette either. Once you take it out, you can't put it back in. So, even Matir, he also lots of the baguette, Kimash accept the besimming to your base. So, therefore, you're stuck with the citizens in that situation, as is. So, So what should you do is that you rely on the Rambam and you use the baggin.
So how's the Rambam? He says if you have in your mind, I do not want to be the mitzvah sitzes with this. You still are. Even if you say
not when you're putting on the baggin to wear. To someone when you're making it.
Just the making it.
Yeah.
But isn't aren't there other mitzvahs where it says B'nai Yisrael and we still need kavana? Maybe by tefillin or and then we generally we say mitzvahs v'chos kavana, don't we paskin like that?
That's in the mitzvah part. The mitzvahs kavana. Over here, the issue over here is in making the v'sulahem tzitzis. We're darshing tabriel B'nai Yisrael v'matzolahem v'sulahem tzitzis. The B'nai Yisrael has to make the tzitzis. So when the goy can't make the tzitzis, and that's the drasha. So the shaila is obviously the goy can't make the tzitzis because God doesn't have kavanah lishma. The shame is the tzitzis. So we'll discuss part of these souls have a gava, but the more it has two sheets, one sheet that holds that by goy, even if you stand there telling him lishma, do lishma, do lishma, do lishma, the goy is doing that then I'm saying he's not doing it lishma.
He's doing it what?
Not doing it. He's doing a daita than avshe. So of course, if there's a requirement of lishma, what do you need a pasuk to mimai to goy? He's mimuyed anyway, right?
I can't imagine a situation where someone has taken it and tying a knot. What else is he having kavana for? He's tying a knot and doing the windings the right way. What else?
I mean, the simple case we're talking about up here is because the guy's not thinking.
Right? He just does happen to do it. Then.
No, the guy's he walks in, you know, this is his job. He walks in and just starts doing it, not thinking at all what he's doing. He's like, you know, it's like these ladies are knitting, you know, you almost, they forget that they're knitting, you know, after a while, you know. You know, oh, what are these, you know, what's that, you know. But the Rambam says, but even the guy would stick up ahead, he says he's doing it, not the shame, it's, you know, he's not in the shame sitzes.
Okay, I'm forgetting.
What would he think instead? I don't know.
Someone who doesn't know about the mitzvah sitzes, okay? He's home here, wind these things up this way.
Right.
All right, someone like that.
Okay. Do you just have to have kavanah before you start, or even during the process?
Well, that was that the Birloch we spoke of before. This is sort of kolay sodas v'shenoy. So once you start the process and you have kavanah, the shame tzitzes. So we assume that all of the process that continues is all the shame that it's all does that. Unless you're mafsik and you come back, that was more questionable. Okay. Now lo yivarchalov. The only thing that wrong was he put it in to the baggage, he went through the hole, shlo b'kavana. After he zichapt, he says, oh, you know, oh yeah, it's a shame tzitzis. It doesn't help. According to the Rambam, it'd be kosher either way. According to Rashi and the Rosh, it wouldn't be kosher. But kolshkin mosai kesher elyon shlo b'kavana. If the first kesher was done shlo lishma, it's no good. You can't make a bracha. The Rashi of a Rosh Matos is Sri Lahud Debin and Mini Raisa, Gam Kain Tzliya Lishma. So what's the possible being Maya Goy? Shua, the Mir of the Kechabim, Abigalilim. What's the possible for? It's not lishma. No, you need it for a case. I feel the Yisrael Eben Al-Gabal Mondeo Lishma. In the case of the Yisrael Eben Al-Gabal, and he's helping the Goy think Lishma. So based on Hilchos Lishma, that'd be kosher. There the Pasuk is Mamayitz that know that the Goy is still a Pasuk because he's a Goy. But it comes out you need Lishma. So therefore, in order to guarantee that you have kavana, so instead of just thinking it, which you know we're not aware if you did or you didn't, and you know yourself maybe not so focused, the person is required to verbalize he's doing it l'shem tzitzis, so we know we've done the right thing. But you said the label seven yud aleph and tviyah lishazira v'ayin rever locha. Okay.
So the Chaber's case was either it was Erev Shabbos or one of the strings ripped.
So it's not possible to redo it,
right? And how do we know that that's the Mechaber's Kavana? Is that from the Beis Yosef?
It's Magen Avraham. That was a short scene in the Beis. Right? It's Magen Avraham. I mean, it's not like he asked the Mechaber. He's just saying, just try to understand the thought process. What do you mean? You have another option. Of course you have an option. Fix it. There it is. You don't have another option. Right. Okay.
Yesh tismoch al Rambam shemachshir can't be a b'di'evan. You can use the begad.
Right, as you're saying, but the b'di'evan means because you don't have it. Because why is the b'di'evan? You have an option.
Maybe there's no chiyuv to go back and do it lechatchila because it could be someich on the Rambam.
Well, that wouldn't make any sense. Well, you work alone. I'm telling you, you can't make a bracha. So why would I tell you you have no chiyuv to correct it if you're telling you can't make a bracha on it?
Because maybe suffik brachas lahaka, and we can't rely on just one rishon to make a bracha, but we.
Right, so then, well, then why should you rely on that rishon and then not correct your zitzes? No, again, the Mechaber's point is that the Rambam Shita, in a case where when you have no other option, so you rely, you know, we're saying, well, it's a waste of time, don't put it on. No, it's not a waste of time, put it on. Well, you put it on, just don't make a bracha. But that it's the logic would dictate it's only from a case where you have no other option.
I mean, if the guy's about to daven shacharis, so is it better to put it on without a bracha or to just leave it? And then fix it later.
It's hard to know from the Magen Avraham's vantage point where what he would hold with that. Right. So now just. The Bir Lochas over here, the long Bir Lochas, deal with a few points that A is Machshava good enough. That's what he deals with in the Bir Locha. So Hiddur Yisrael deals with the question the Rama holds that even if it was explicitly the Shalom Vishma, it's still kosher according to the Rambam. That's the Maschal Hiddur Yisrael. Beloy Kabona deals with the question of is machshava good enough, or do you need to have to verbalize it? Question number one. Question number two. Let's say you thought about it by you put the first tzitzis in corner number one, and the next two corners you weren't thinking. Do we say that the kavana? So we know the rule is that you know you're making thread. You're making thread, 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 thread. So it's all one long process, making thread. So I think lishmo at the beginning, and that's all I have to do. I don't have to constantly think lishmo, 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 lishmo. Right? So I'm making this thread for the purpose of making tzitzis. Okay, I put the first one in. It's four independent actions. Or do we say, no, it's one action of putting tzitzis on the baggin, because the four corners are mocking each other, and there's no independent. So you know, that's sufficient also.
There was no half second between the four, or?
The what he's contemplating is each one is separate. Even though there's no half second, each one is a separate action.
So even if it was done one right after the other,
right? So he's saying that's not a problem. That's what he's dealing with in the Maskul Kavon. Then the Yevorchalov. Is there a difference between the Kesher part, the Gedil part, and the Taliyah part? Um, Then he deals with the can we work backwards? We had a concept which Mishabir Locha brought up earlier. There's one sort of kolosel das v'shen ha'oisa. If at the beginning of the process you think for the right purpose, that carries you further. There's also a swarm which is the opposite. If you didn't think at the beginning, you thought at the end, so the thought at the end could work retroactively back to the beginning. So that's what he deals with. Can you apply? If you did the shira lishma, will that work retroactively to make the techiva lishma or not? Okay. Let's see Sif Gimel. Person borrows a talus with no tzitzis. You have 30 days to put tzitzis in. Midaraisa, the only chayv and tzitzis if they're yours. Midarabonu, your chayv and tzitzis after you have borrowed a beggar for 30 days. The tzitzis kabalo shel acherim has to be yours. You kept the item for so long, people start thinking that it's yours. If they think it's yours, you're not putting in tzitzis, it looks strange. You're not doing the mitzvah tzitzis. So therefore, the chazar mechayev to put in tzitzis after, if you're keeping it longer than 30 days. Hagavim hechziroi tech shloishim v'chazer v'lokachai. So you returned it, and then you borrowed it again later on. So enem mitzarf. We don't combine the total. Well, I've had 30 days between my two loans or three loans. I've had 30 days worth. We don't say that. Rakbin and shleshim erem mitzuv. 30 consecutive days to be chayv. Now, so according to this. A talus which is borrowed is not chayv and tzitzis. So chayv cannot make a bracha on a talus which is borrowed. So sholok yashim and tzuyet says, I borrowed a talus when it has tzitzis in it. So I would assume you don't make a bracha. It's not chayv and tzitzis really, it's a borrowed talus. L'ochas mavorach aleh amayat. You make a bracha on it immediately, you don't have to wait 30 days. So shayla is why? That we assume over here, since you borrowed a talus which had tzitzis in it, the person understands you're borrowing it for the purpose of the mitzvah tzitzis. So we assume, even though he did not say explicitly that he had das to be makhed at you, the gamri that should be yours for the time that you have it, so you should be able to makhed the mitzvah of tzitzis. So the Mishnah Berurah cotton test potter. So you're not, you borrowed a baggage which doesn't have tzitzis. You're not required to put in tzitzis. But matabot tzitzis, a person did put in tzitzis, and umavorach, and makes a bracha lo hifsid. So the Morgan Ram says it's okay. Kamei noshim shechelus lavorach amitzis asay shesman groma af shepaturos. So it's no worse than a woman who makes a bracha at something she's not mechuyev to do. So you're doing the same thing over here. Male yachalotz by b'shabbos versus rabim denoy hu lebeged. If so, it's denoy lebeged. He allowed to carry it as a rabim. So this argument is a magen of Ram. And it's problematic. There you have an item which is mechuyev, which had it been a man would be chayv in tzitzis. Now a woman is doing it instead. So we say that a woman who is not mechuyev in a mitzvah, say shazman groma, could step into the chiyuv and make a bracha that the brashim was mitzava us klal yisrael. Truthfully, the brashim was mitzava us klal yisrael to do this mitzvah. I personally don't have the mitzvah, but the people in Klal Yisrael have the mitzvah. So that's the chiddush of the Ashkenazim, which hold that you can make a bracha, because even though I personally cannot, but I can truthfully say, Asher kiddush shalom b'mitzvah, so the Bereshit was mekadosh us, mitzivano, and he commanded us, the us being Klal Yisrael. Here, this is a gebenga which nobody's chayiv in. So what's the sushtel? The sushtel that he's comparing it to is very difficult. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah? Okay, so that's the chiddush over here. Yud, zukon yud min rabbanon. So after 30 days, you have borrowed the baggage, you chayiv min rabbanon. You make a bracha on it. The sarcher didn't kashal. The person who rents it, the same thing as the person who borrows it. The viter mitzvah should cost him a schiris mustaf kamon. The iter, well, he's not sure what the status of schiris is. Maybe that's better. Because schiris is, in a certain sense, it's like buying it. It's not a full purchase, obviously. But certainly, I'm buying it for that period of time. So that would make it mine. Makes it mine. I'm chayim tzitzis.
Person owns a beged that belongs to him. Does he have to? Is a chiv the rabbanon to put tzitzis on it?
Person owns it.
Four cornered.
Again. What about it?
Is he chayim the rabbanon to put tzitzis on it as soon as possible? Because here's saying,
the first part of the case. What was the
case? Is that a person buys a baguette, four cornered garment, and is he chayv to put tzitzis on it?
If he buys it,
he owns it.
If he owns it,
sitting in his house,
he's not using it. He's not chayv to put tzitzis.
So there's no kol shekein from someone who borrows it for 30 days.
Someone wearing it. Oh, here it's someone, he's borrowing it, wearing it. Oh, but if you buy it, it's leaving your house. We're passing it outside.
Okay.
If you're wearing it, you have to put it right away.
But he can wear it without tzitzis for less than 30 days?
In this scenario over here, the case of She'ela, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. And he said, if he borrowed it with tzitzis, he can make a bracha right away. So the Mechaber is assuming that we assume from the fact that you gave it to me with tzitzis, you know I need to do the mitzvah tzitzis, that we have an assumption you gave it to me with the proper halachic procedure of the making it mine. So in order that I can make put out do the mitzvah and make a bracha. Some say no, you have to ask the person explicitly, you can't assume that. That's the Yesh Machmir. But Rabbi Akhredim is given the Pesach HaShulchan Aruch. But Tama, what's the Pesach? Odaita the Hachi Shehi Shila Lo Shehi Baruch Allah. Obviously, he let the dude, you should make a bracha on it. I mean, that's why you borrowed it from him. You borrowed it, you think, you know, do you have a garment with tzitzis in it? Is it? Oh, I'm just borrowing it because, you know, I like the smell of them. I mean, yeah, you borrowed it because you want to do the mitzvah. So obviously, you came there for that purpose. We assume he gave it to you with the proper way that you could do the mitzvah. Since he wants you to do it for the purpose of wearing it when saying a bracha, and the only way you can do that is by giving it to matana, a proper matana. So you have to assume that's what he did. Okay. But obviously, it would be preferred if you should say, ask him to say it explicitly. Now, but afkim shol memenu talis mamiyuchad the mitzvah. This automatic assumption is referring to a talis, which is designated for the mitzvah purpose. So, I mean, come to me, you know, can I borrow the talis to use for davening? Obviously, I want to do the mitzvah with it. So you said yes. So we assume you meant to give it to me in a way that I can do the mitzvah with it. Right? But let's say, I will beg it, I'm in the vish, it's a regular beg it. But Rakim Shabasuch Ruba Oisim Bot Sitzes, Lanasa Bashfil Mitzah Sitzes. It's a beged, regular beged, which happens to be that it's made in such a way that it's chayv in sitzes. And you decided not to do any subterfuge, but to do sitzes. But the main thing is it's a beged.
And cold.
That's true. So over there, I can't assume that you automatically gave it to me the Shemitzah. Maybe you gave it to me because I needed a beged to wear. V'cheinim shol talis lalos l'tera or lavra l'fnei ha-teba or l'duchen. A bar of talis is not because I want to do the mitzvah sitzit, because the law is it's covered in seba, I have to wear talis and I walk up to the liyam or the davar from the yamid or up to the duchen. Shadal el mishum kavod. Those are covered in seba, you should wear a talis in that situation. So I have no das that even if I want, I said, you know what, might as well do the mitzvah meanwhile, but he doesn't know that. So if I don't tell him that's what I want, we can't assume since he knows I'm doing it for the purpose of a mitzvah, obviously he wants to enact it to me. No, he thought you'd do it because you want to be a tzalach, become a tzibur. And Baruch Allah, do like, oh, you're sending a hashila rakam, albush lachud, will the hakna story. Maybe he always marked it. So if you ask him, you ask him. If you didn't ask him, you can't assume. Some disagree and say, no, whenever you get the person gives you a bag of mitzvahs, probably he wants you to be yotzei mitzvah. Okay, kosev b'derech ha-chaim, shiur se-tev, she-chavan, b'chol elu shlo liknes. Now we have a machlokes, whether you make a bracha or not. The best case is to have kavanah not to be kainah. Kneshel yistarach l'baruch kuliyam. So you will definitely not chayav in a bracha. The bottom man shall tell us a show based on tefillah. Lots of by if you're borrowing a talis to be yotzei the mitzvah, so we assume that you make a bracha. Okay. Now it comes in Shabura, and the Shabura says it's all talking about a case of a talis of a private person. What about a talis which belongs to the shul? And I'm taking the talis for the purpose of whatever purpose I'm taking it to be getting aliyah. So if I take my own personal talis and put it again in the liyam, also chayav with the bracha mitzvah. Over here, the shaila is a person lent it to me. We don't know if he had it beferish in kavona to lend it to me in a way that I could do the mitzvah. Because but if I'm doing my own personally, it's mine. I should make. So what about talis of the kohal? How do we deal with that? Mechozim with talis shal ish prati, but talis shal kohal ken shalonu. But the kinesias, we have the talis everybody uses. Sarach levarach alav the kuliyama. You must make a bracha. Afilu kishaloyv shirak lara lefnei ateva or lalas atzera. Even though you only do it the shame the liyah or standing for the yamid. Mishum the talis shall call a daita the hachi kanoo mitkila shakom shaloyv ayusoy shia shaloyk my bastard. We was bought the chachila al das that's a shutvis that when you use it it's totally yours. It's your talis. It's your talis. You should make a bracha. Even when you're going up for an aliyah. So we don't do this. Question is why not? But that's klor. Let's say it's your talis. And a maisa once that tells a member that the talis of kohol, whatever reason, there was only one talis. There all the talis were missing. So one of the bracha who wore a talis. Gave his talis to put on the bima, say it'd be a second talis. They gave him koyin. So he gets up there, it's his talis. So my Rebbe was the Baal Kriya there, tells him he should make a bracha. So Gift is looking up in the front and said, what in the world is he doing? Why is he making a bracha on this talis? By mincha laning on his highness, by mincha putting on a talis, but it's here, you don't make a bracha. And the person is making a bracha, he's making a teeth with a bracha. Like, what's going on? She gives a clap, vosh tutzach. So Reb Sholem explained this, it's his talis, you know. But like, you know, the taka looked like, but that's the halacha in that situation, you make a bracha. Let's hold it here, we have to one more sip, let's hold it here.